A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Many of us have heard his story, this remarkable saint of the 20th century. His name, Maximilian, means the greatest, which is an intriguing name for a religious man, a man who gets to kind of choose his name. You'd think a little like humble, I'm nothing, lowly, but like, no, the greatest, that's my name. It sounds odd at first, but that's the gospel. St. Maximilian Kolbe lived a life of true greatness. In a word, becoming saints. And even that, I think we could sometimes miss the mark a little bit if we say, let's be saints. What does that mean exactly? It means loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux coined it, to be a saint is to love God as much as I possibly can. Saint Maximilian Kolbe lived his whole life doing that. As a Franciscan, he lived with utter zeal for the Lord and for others, serving others, evangelizing zealously in Japan and Europe all over, bringing others to know Christ through Mary, as he called her the Immaculata, and he was zealous in proclaiming the gospel. The end of his life, he was sent to a concentration camp, and when some prisoners were said they were in punishment for another man escaping the camp, 10 were chosen to be killed, and one man said, "I have a family." And St. Maximilian stepped forward and said, "Take me instead." And when asked, "Who are you?" he simply said, "I'm a Catholic priest." It's not documented perfectly, but some say that the prison guard was actually shaking when that kind of courage approached him. Somehow, when that kind of greatness, that kind of, "I give my life," comes before you, even the prison guard, who supposedly has all the power, has all the greatness, shakes in the face of that. The true greatness, a love of God, love of neighbor, of laying down your life, we came to know through Christ, from him laying down our life. If we are to imitate Kolbe, if we are to imitate Christ, we must remain in that place of coming to know love because of him who laid down his life for us, of coming to know no greater love than this, that a man lay down a life for his friend. We must remain there, in the place that Christ did that for us. And from that, we'll start to do that for others, in gratitude, in overflowing thanksgiving. We'll lay down our life for the Lord and for others. And to get there, lastly, we take our helpmate. We take the Immaculata, we take Our Lady as the one who guides us, the one who is at the foot of the cross with our Lord as he gave himself. We take our Mother Mary at our side, who's with us as we give our lives away completely to the Lord, completely to our neighbor. At this Mass, when we go to offer ourselves with Christ on the cross, let us take Our Lady at our side as we place our lives before the Lord, before others today.